Let's do the carry out. Here are today's top stories. FBI Director James Comey fired this afternoon by President Trump for mishandling the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Comey was even in the news today as clarification on his testimony was happening in front of Congress. He said hundreds and thousands were retrieved from Anthony Weiner's computer, but the number was far less. But that, lying like that, that's normal in Washington, right? What is that? But maybe this was the last straw for the president. But the optics aren't great since Comey was in charge of investigating the campaign's ties to Russia, and that hasn't looked good this week. But if this is the rub, if Comey was fired for mishandling the Hillary email scandal, is it proof that he got involved where he shouldn't have, maybe even tilting the election? Or is Trump actually saying he didn't go far enough and that he's still mad that Comey didn't recommend prosecution back in the summer? And he waited till now? A day after Sally Yates gave new intel on the Russian case? It got hot in here. I'm going to unbutton the collar. Ugh. Either way, Trump gets a chance to do what he loves, and that's fire people. I'm just surprised it wasn't done in primetime in a television boardroom, right? Why not wait? That'd be awesome to have like the seal of the presidency come up, and then there'd be a boardroom, and Comey be standing there, and then he'd get all sweaty. I stutter, and he's like, I got to say, you're out. You're fired. That'd be great. I know it seems like we just kind of joke about that, but it just seems like that would be something that the Trump administration would do, and I'd be okay with that. All right, let's do some local news. Alderman Raymond Lopez of the 15th Ward has an extra police security detail after getting credible gang threats for his comments after the mass shooting at the memorial. The other day, he said that no innocent lives were lost, no children, no cops, and that this kind of, quote, gang memorial breeds trouble, and that's exactly what happened. Strong words from the rookie alderman, but he's standing by him, which is refreshing. I get what he's saying. The victim who the memorial was held for and the victims of the mass shooting have alleged gang ties. But man, a credible gang threat? Hey, rookie, your table's ready at the city council lunchroom. You're moving on up. The city announced plans today to redevelop the north branch of the Chicago River, bringing some of the pizzazz from the Riverwalk projects downtown to the near north side. Really? Nah, nothing like walking along the river, taking in the sights and sounds of a metal scrap plant. Smells like roses. Well, dead roses and melted chrome. I think it would be good, though, you know, because although I wonder if it would lead to gentrification. Pretty soon, the hot dogs at the Home Depot on North Avenue, they're going to cost like $12. This is not good. The city of Chicago's website put up a new page on climate change. As a matter of fact, it was the same page that the Trump administration took down when revamping the website after the inauguration. Environmental groups love the city's trolling, but let's go ahead and put all hands on deck, huh? Maybe property tax relief, gun violence, CPS funding, mental health clinics, funding a full police department, keeping residents from leaving the city. Let's do that before we troll the White House. It's fun, but maybe let me let Twitter trolls handle it. That might be better. This week, they turned on the Buckingham Fountain in Grant Park, 90 years old. At night, the legendary fountain lights up and plays music. What? The fountain can do it, but the party buses can't? That's unfair. So unfair. The Shedd Aquarium is raising admission rates for the first time since 2000. And I read this two ways. I read it in two different publications, two different ways. One was A, to get more people in the door. And then I also read that B, this will help alleviate the lines to get into the Shedd. What? Really? Who knew raising the ticket prices would bring more people in and less people in? It's a fee hike, that's all. The reasoning is all over the place, but it's still just a hike. If you need money, I don't know, sell the beluga whales, right? I think it would be okay if you sold the beluga whales. I'm sure that like a aquarium in Monterey would be like, ooh, Midwest beluga whales, I'm listening. Lollapalooza schedules out, and our people are already complaining about the choices they'll have to make due to scheduling. For instance, Chance is opposite the XX, or Blink 182 is opposite the Killers, or Lord is opposite Baby Fishmouth. And that's serious because Baby Fishmouth is not a real band. I just made that up right now. In weather, really wet, it's really messing with us now. You know what I mean? We're a stone's throw away from mid-May. Knock it off. In sports, the Cubs got rained out last night, so doubleheader today in the first game against the Rockies in Denver. They got blown out. 10-4 loss. Arrieta gave up 9 runs, 5 earned, and didn't make it out of the fourth inning. Now, do you start to question where the Cubs are at? I mean, you got swept at home, then you got blown out on the road tonight. Hopefully they can return to form in the nightcap. Lackey goes for the Cubs. Man, lose that one? What are you talking about? Five in a row? Yeah. Now we start to... The Boo Birds come out. No, there are never, you know, Boo Birds. This team could win 35 games all season. We'd still be like, remember November? That was the best November of all time. Also, Jason Hayward heads to the DL with a bruised knuckle. It's about that time of the year for the Cubs to start sending outfielders to the DL. They're like, Jorge Soler, it's your time. Oh, he's not on the team anymore? Hayward, you got to go. In feel-good news, though, Anthony Rizzo's foundation just gave $3.5 million to Lurie's Children's Hospital. So you know what? We don't care about the losing streak. This team, it can do no wrong. The White Sox have their own losing streak to deal with, but they hope to get back to business at the G-spot tonight. So what we're calling, what are we calling it? We calling it G-rate, G-spot? I like G-spot. I'm staying with G-spot. The game against the Twins underway. They have six-game homestand here. They played great against the AL Central. It's the rest of the league that you got to worry about. The Sox send Mike Pelfrey to the mound to face his former team. That's exciting. Right now, watch out for Jose Abreu. Has five homers in 2 weeks. Don't look now, but both the Warriors and the Cavs swept their second-round series in the NBA, and they get a week off to plan out Mother's Day brunch or something like that. No excuses, Steph, LeBron. I mean, you're really going to have to plan it out. Last year, the year before, you're like, it's game six, Ma. I can't do it. But you swept it out now. You know what? Nothing's standing in the way. They're going to be – the Celtics will be playing until game seven on a Sunday. There you go. And finally tonight, a report says that cotton swabs in the ear cause up to 34 visits to the ER every single day in this country. You know what? That's why I clean my ears out with a knife. That's the carry out for May 9, 2017. Hey, we don't care about the bag techs. We doubled it up tonight. Paper wrapped in plastic. You're welcome. All right, coming up after the news, a very special touche, a Tuesday touche. Dave and Chris will be in studio to analyze what happened in Capitol Hill, the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and then plenty, plenty more. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.